Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm here this morning for the morning interview with a guest over Zoom, Becky DeRoos, who is an assistant professor in health information management over at UAS. Becky, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as listeners can probably imagine, we're here to talk about the health information management program at UAS. And I want to start with just what is health information management? We'll talk maybe a little bit about what it is here at UAS as well.
So to start out, a lot of people always say, what is health information, right? And so by definition, health information is the collection, analysis, management, storage, and protection of quality patient health information. But what does that all mean, right? So what are you going to do in this field? But health information professionals really play a vital role in ensuring that the entire process from the minute you call your doctor's office to schedule an appointment, all the way through payment with the insurance claim, that that entire thing runs smoothly. So basically, in other words, we're the healthcare workers that don't touch the patients. So we'll call ourselves non-patient facing with few exceptions.
Okay. I love that definition. I think it really sums up what the job would be. And it also lets, patients know that the system of care is quite large and more than just the doctors and nurses and CNAs that we might interact with when we're patients. But it's also people like you who are in the health information management field and are dealing with kind of our paperwork and our charts and our files. And helping
right,
in that
exactly.
way.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So what does it look like in terms of at UAS? If someone were to decide, well, I'm kind of curious about this field, what would they be doing if they joined HIM program at UAS?
So the HIM program at UAS is a two-year degree program that prepares students for the National Certification for the Registered Health Information Technologies Technician certification. Students will end with a two-year associate's degree in applied science. In addition to the applied science associate's degree preparing you for the certification as an RHIT, we also have certifications that students can accompany that degree, such as certifications in medical coding and then also certifications in privacy and security.
Okay, and this is a program that's entirely online, is that right?
Yep. Program is entirely online, which good, bad. Sometimes students, we like that in-person kind of learning, but the online program also has a real benefit to it that it really helps students prepare to be independent learners and an independent resource finders, right? Because a lot of the fields in HIM are moving to remote positions. So I really think that it gives students that opportunity to learn how to work in an environment where there's not someone over your shoulder all the time and you really need to dig for stuff. So being in an online program, I think it gives us, and it also offers flexibility. A lot of students in this program are working full time and they haven't had the opportunity to be able to attend classes to further their education. So being in a fully online program that gives students that opportunity to be able to do work and school and still make both of those work to further their education. So I think that's a really great aspect of the online program also.
And what kind of online program is it? I know for some online programs that the classes still meet, say, over Zoom or some sort of platform, or for some of them, you obviously have a professor and you're in contact with them, but maybe never, you know, face to face over a video screen. Or is there a mix? What kind of program is it?
So the program specifically in the health information management, as far as the health information management courses go, we do meet once a week. So we have meetings once a week. They're about an hour long. And we're going to kind of go over what we're learning in that week, maybe bring in some guest speakers, do some different class discussions and class activities. But we don't have the multiple meetings where we are having synchronous learning. It's more of a once a week kind of instructional session. That meeting is highly recommended. We find that students who attend those meetings tend to do better in their coursework. And so we strongly recommend, but recognize that there's things come up, life happens. And so if you're going to miss one of those meetings, they're often recorded so students can watch those later and catch up on what they missed. And so they can work that in that way. But not all of the courses in the programs work in that same way. So there's some of the other courses that are going to be online where you may not meet with a professor once a week. So some of the medical terminology classes could be 100% online, and there may not be an instructional session. So it just kind of depends on the class that you're taking and where you are in your degree program.
Okay, great. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the classes. We don't have to go over all of them, but just to get an idea of what sorts of things are students going to learn? What are some of these classes students will take?
For sure. In health information, specifically the core classes for the program, where all students are going to start out with the basic health information 101, where we're just going to kind of go over all the basics of health information and kind of answer some of those questions that you're asking me even today. What is health information? What am I going to do with this? What is my potential? What are my job opportunities? What does all this stuff mean? What is medical coding? We're going to answer those basic questions. And then further on into the degree program, you're really going to take some of those top that were touched on in that introductory class and really dive into those a lot deeper. So we're going to talk about medical coding more specifically and look at the different classification systems that are used in healthcare. So what is procedural coding and diagnosis coding? We're going to dive into health reimbursement. So you're going to learn some about what is the Medicare health as a payer and Medicaid and learn about those more of the bigger players across the nation so that your degree is transferable. Jobs, it's not just preparing you for a job here in Alaska. It's preparing you for a job all over. And so really a degree in this field can be used anywhere. And so we want to teach the information that's going to be relevant all across the United States.
Great. I want to talk a little bit about the field as far as a place of employment. But before we turn to that, you have such a wonderful story. Part of the classes that students take is there's an internship aspect to it at, you know, towards the end of the degree. And we were talking about sort of how you don't necessarily interface with patients one-on-one, but there are ways for the degree to help students learn about their role in terms of helping people through the patient process. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about one of the volunteer things you've done in the past.
Yeah, so I was saying that in one of my, as a role and as an instructor in the past, I feel like it's so important because I've been in health information for so many years, and I've seen the effect that what we do plays directly in patient outcomes. And so one of the things when I started out as an instructor before I moved here to Alaska was I had our students volunteered once a month with an organization called Gilda's Club that works specifically with cancer survivors and or family member survivors of patients with cancer. And I did that because I think sometimes what happens is we think healthcare careers and we think the doctor and the nurses who personally are there in the patient's, you know, face taking care of them and healing their cancer. And that's amazing. It's fabulous. And you get through all of that and you're now a cancer survivor and you get a $30,000 bill in the mail. And all of a sudden you're like, yikes. And so the stress that comes along with all of that stuff that we don't think about as much is so important. And so in health information management, and when we're learning about health reimbursement and the insurance companies and how to code claims and how to get claims paid, prior authorizations, and all of that stuff, that those pieces are so essential to that patient's overall outcome of their healthcare experience. So I think it's really important that even though we're not patient facing, that we really recognize the role that we play in that patient's health experience and how what we do correctly or incorrectly can definitely affect the outcome of their overall experience too. And so I think it was just a neat opportunity to put our students in front of patients and be able to, so that they can see, you know, who we're helping and what we're doing. The students in the program specifically at UAS all do a internship at the end of their education experience at UAS. And that internship is going to kind of do the same thing. It's going to put students in the field. They're going to be working in the hospitals or in the doctor's offices. Our program is online. And so students are all over Alaska. And so students really work to kind of find a place that's in their communities that is looking for or providing opportunity for them to come in and essentially work as an intern for a semester to be able to get that hands-on experience and really engage in that patient care from beginning and to end and putting together what they were able to learn during their experience at UAS.
Yeah, thanks. That just shows what an important job it is on a multitude of levels. Well, we're about out of time, so I want to give you a chance to let people know who are listening, if they're interested, how can they reach out, get more information, maybe apply to the program?
Yeah. So, you know, the program at UAS, there's lots of ways that you can get in touch with us. You can reach out to us individually by email. If you do a Google search on the UAS personnel directory. It's online for everybody to see. The program director in the Health Information Program is Teresa Bell, B-E-L-L, just like it sounds. And I know my name is actually Rebecca DeRusso. It's listed as Rebecca DeRusso. You can find me, but I respond to Becky Moore anyway. But both of us can be found on that directory. We're available via email, or you can reach out to us. Our phone numbers and emails are listed on that directory, and that's a really great way to reach out to us. And we're here to answer any questions. We'd love to chat with you. Both of us are, you know, really excited about this field, and we're really excited about potentials and possibilities of careers for students. So we're happy to answer questions or get in touch with one of the advisors by reaching out to the UAS business offices, and they would be happy to get you into contact with one of us also.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. And thank you for sharing your expertise this morning, Becky, being on the morning interview.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for having me. And we'll be happy to answer any questions anyone has. So thank you.
Sounds great. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.